Okay, get this. Did you know that just 6 minutes of reading?
6 minutes?
Yeah, 6 minutes of reading can reduce your stress levels by up
Wow.
to 68%.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's more effective than listening to music or even having a
Hey,
cup of tea.
more than tea.
Yeah, and it's amazing how such a simple act
I know,
can
right?
have such a profound impact
Yeah.
on our mental well-being.
Yeah, it is.
And that's exactly what we're diving into here today.
Okay.
How reading can be a powerful tool
Right?
for a healthier mind.
I like it.
We've got some fascinating articles here, all focused on
Okay.
the link between reading and mental health. And I think
Okay.
you're going to be surprised by some of the
Let's do
findings.
it.
So
Do it.
it's true, we often underestimate the power of things we do every day.
We do, yeah.
Reading is often seen as just a leisure activity, but the science behind it reveals just how impactful
Yeah.
it could be on our cognitive function
Yeah.
and overall mental state.
It's true.
Okay, so let's unpack this. We hear a lot about reading being a
Yeah.
mental workout, but
Yeah.
what does that actually mean?
Well, imagine your brain as a muscle, right? The
Okay.
more you challenge it,
Yeah.
the stronger it becomes.
Yeah.
Reading isn't just passively absorbing words,
Right.
it's actively engaging multiple areas of your
Right.
brain, decoding language,
Right.
visualizing scenes,
Yeah.
comprehending complex ideas.
Yeah.
All of these actions
Okay.
strengthen neural pathways
Okay.
and enhance cognitive function.
So it's like,
It's like cross-training for your brain.
I like that. Okay. So it's not just about feeling smarter, it's
No.
about actually improving brain function.
Exactly.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah.
But let's talk stress.
Okay, everyone's favorite topic.
Right, everyone feels it, everyone's looking for ways to manage it.
Yeah.
How does reading fit into that?
Well, reading for just 30
30
minutes
minutes.
has been shown to lower blood pressure,
Okay.
heart rate, and cortisol. That's the infamous stress hormone.
Oh, wow.
It's comparable to the effects of yoga or
Yo,
deep breathing exercises.
I've definitely felt more relaxed
I have to.
after getting lost in a good book,
Yeah.
but I didn't realize there was actual science backing it
Oh,
up.
yeah, there is.
That's cool.
The act of focusing on a narrative,
Yeah.
engaging with characters, immersing yourself in a different world,
Right.
it takes you out of your own headspace
Yeah.
and allows your mind to de-stress.
Okay.
And what's fascinating is that this effect
Yeah.
is particularly pronounced with fiction.
The power of escaping into other worlds.
Right.
Is that why so many people turn to fiction when they're feeling
I think so.
stressed or
Yeah. It's
overwhelmed?
a good escape. Yeah.
Immersing yourself in a story,
Yes.
what researchers call immersive reading,
Yeah, they do.
is a powerful form
It
of
is.
mental escapism.
Yes.
It shifts your focus away
Yeah, it
from your
does.
own anxieties and allows your brain a much-needed break.
Yeah, exactly. It's like
Like it hit a,
hitting the pause button.
yeah, the pause button on reality for a
Yeah,
bit.
yeah.
But isn't escaping into fiction just a form of avoidance?
Oh,
Is there a downside to tuning out our own reality too much?
that's an interesting question.
Yeah.
And there's a balance to strike.
Right.
While escapism can be a healthy coping mechanism in the short term,
Yeah.
it's important to ensure it doesn't become a way to avoid
Right.
dealing with real-life challenges.
Right.
But the beauty of fiction
Yeah.
is that it can also help us process emotions and gain new perspectives
Okay.
indirectly.
How so?
Well, think about it. When you connect with a character in a book, you're experiencing their joys,
Yeah.
their sorrows, their
Right.
challenges.
Yeah.
It allows you to explore different emotions and
Yeah.
scenarios in
Right.
a safe space,
Yeah.
which can actually be
Yeah.
incredibly insightful
Yeah.
and therapeutic.
That makes sense. It's like having a dress rehearsal
It is, yeah.
for real life
It
situations
is, yeah.
without the real life consequences.
Exactly.
And that brings us to a key element of reading
Okay.
that we'll explore further. Its ability to
Yeah.
enhance emotional intelligence.
Here's where it gets interesting.
Yeah, I'm intrigued.
I know, me too. Emotional intelligence, or EQ, is
Okay.
all about understanding and managing your own emotions,
Okay.
as well as empathizing with
Okay.
others.
Right.
And there's a growing body of research showing that reading, especially literary fiction,
Okay.
can actually boost EQ.
That's fascinating. How does that work? Is it just because we're exposed to different characters and
It's
perspective?
more nuanced than
Right,
that. When
right.
we engage with a well-developed character,
Yeah.
we're essentially stepping into their shoes,
Okay.
seeing the world through their eyes
Yeah.
and experiencing their emotions. This
Okay.
activates something called
Oh.
mirror neurons in our brains.
Mirror neurons. I've heard that term
Oh,
before.
you have.
Yeah, but refresh my memory.
Okay, so mirror neurons
Yeah.
are a special type of brain cell
Okay.
that fire both when we perform an action and when we observe someone else performing that same action.
Interesting.
They're thought to be the basis of empathy.
Okay.
Allowing us to understand and share the emotions of others.
So by reading about a character,
yeah,
experiencing sadness or joy,
uh-huh,
our mirror neurons are firing as if we were experiencing those emotions ourselves.
Precisely. It's like a virtual reality simulator for empathy.
Okay.
And the more we practice this through reading,
yeah,
the better we become at recognizing and understanding emotions.
Right.
Both in ourselves and in others.
That's incredible. So reading fiction,
yeah,
isn't just about entertainment.
It's not.
It's actually training our brains to be more empathetic.
Yes.
And emotionally intelligent.
Exactly. And this has implications,
yeah,
beyond our personal lives.
Okay.
EQ is increasingly recognized as a key factor,
okay,
in professional success,
right,
effective leadership, and healthy relationships.
It sounds like reading could be a secret weapon for building those crucial soft skills.
Yes.
Are there specific books or genres that you recommend for boosting EQ?
I hesitate to prescribe specific titles,
okay,
because personal taste plays such a big role.
Right.
But I encourage readers,
oh, true,
to explore books that delve into the complexities, uh-huh, of human relationships and emotions.
Okay.
Literary fiction, historical fiction,
okay,
and even some memoirs,
yeah,
can be particularly insightful in this regard.
That makes sense. Now we've talked about fiction.
Okay.
What about nonfiction?
Yeah.
Does it offer different benefits?
Absolutely.
With mental well-being?
While fiction excels at emotional immersion and perspective taking,
right,
nonfiction provides a different kind of mental nourishment.
Okay.
It can be a source of knowledge,
okay,
inspiration, and practical tools for self-improvement.
So if fiction is the gym for our empathy muscles,
mm-hmm,
nonfiction is the toolbox for building a better life.
That's a great analogy.
I like that.
Whether you're seeking to understand a new topic,
yeah,
learn a new skill, or simply gain a fresh perspective on the world,
right,
nonfiction can be incredibly empowering.
Okay.
And this can have a direct impact on mental well-being by boosting confidence,
okay,
reducing anxiety, and providing a sense of control.
That makes sense. If you feel equipped to handle life's challenges, you're naturally going to feel more confident.
Yeah.
Less stressed.
Exactly. And the beauty of reading,
yeah,
is that it's such a personalized experience.
Right.
The right book for one person,
yeah,
might not resonate with another.
Totally.
The key is to find what works for you.
Right.
What sparks your curiosity? What feeds your soul?
I love that. Feeds your soul. It's true. Reading can be so much more than just a,
yeah,
pastime. It can be a source of deep nourishment.
It can.
And personal growth.
Uh-huh.
But with our busy lives,
yeah,
finding the time to read can feel challenging.
It can.
Do you have any tips for making reading a regular habit?
Absolutely. One of the most effective strategies,
okay,
is to start small.
Okay.
Don't pressure yourself,
yeah,
to read for hours every day.
Right.
Even just 15 minutes before bed,
okay,
can make a difference.
I've heard that setting realistic goals,
yeah,
is key to building any new habit.
It is.
It's about consistency, not quantity.
Exactly. Another tip is to make reading a sensory experience.
Oh, okay.
Create a cozy reading nook.
Okay.
Light a scented candle.
All right.
Brew a cup of tea.
Yeah.
Whatever helps you relax and savor the moment.
I love that. Making it a ritual can,
yeah,
feel more special and less like a chore.
Yeah, exactly.
I also find that having a designated reading spot,
oh, okay,
helps me get in the right mindset.
Yeah. It's all, yeah, about creating an environment that invites you to slow down,
right,
disconnect from distractions, and get lost in a good book.
Yeah.
And remember, reading doesn't have to be confined,
right,
to traditional books.
Right.
Audiobooks are a fantastic option for those who,
yeah,
struggle to find time to sit down.
I was going to say, yeah,
with a physical book.
That's true. I love listening to audiobooks while I'm,
oh, yeah,
cooking, walking the dog.
Yeah.
Even just folding laundry.
Yeah. It's a great way to multitask.
It is.
And still enjoy the benefits of reading.
Exactly.
And don't underestimate the power of rereading.
Oh, that's a good one.
Revisiting a beloved book can be incredibly comforting,
yeah,
insightful, especially during times of stress or uncertainty.
It's like catching up with an old friend.
It is.
Speaking of finding comfort.
Okay.
Many people turn to specific genres when they're feeling anxious or overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Are there genres that are particularly effective
for
stress reduction?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
While personal preferences vary,
yeah,
genres that offer escapism,
okay,
humor, or a sense of wonder,
okay,
tend to be particularly effective for stress relief.
So things like lighthearted romance.
Yes.
Fantasy, or even humorous memoirs.
Exactly. These genres can transport you to different worlds,
right,
make you laugh, and provide a much-needed break from the anxieties of everyday life.
Right.
And remember, even within these genres, there's a wide spectrum of tones and styles.
Right.
So it's about finding what resonates with you personally.
It's all about tailoring your reading choices to your emotional needs.
Yes.
At any given moment.
It is.
If you feel an anxious, maybe a lighthearted rom-com is the perfect antidote.
Right.
But if you're seeking deeper insights or emotional catharsis, something more introspective might be a better fit.
Exactly. Reading can be a powerful tool for self-care.
Yeah.
And just like any other self-care practice, it's about being mindful of what your mind and body needs at any given moment.
This idea of reading as a form of self-care is so important.
It is.
It's not just about escaping reality.
Right.
It's about actively nurturing our mental and emotional well-being.
Yes.
And I think that's something we often overlook.
We do.
In our busy lives.
Yes.
We prioritize physical health, but mental health deserves just as much attention.
I completely agree. And reading is such an accessible and affordable way to invest in your mental health.
Right.
You don't need any special equipment.
Right.
You don't need to join a gym.
Yeah.
You just need a book and a quiet corner to escape to.
It's a reminder that self-care doesn't have to be complicated or expensive.
No.
Sometimes the simplest things are the most effective.
Absolutely. And reading is a gift that keeps on giving.
I love that.
The more you read, the more you learn, the more you grow, and the more you realize how much there is still to discover.
Oh, I love that. Reading is an invitation to lifestyle learning and exploration.
It is, yes.
But before we wrap up this deep dive, I want to circle back to something that touched on earlier.
Okay.
This idea of reading as a form of modern meditation.
Yes. This is where things get really interesting.
We talked about reading as a mental workout.
We did.
How is it like meditation?
Well, think about what happens
when
you get truly absorbed in a good book.
Yeah. The outside world kind of fades away.
It does. You're focusing intently.
Yeah.
Your breathing might even slow down.
Yeah. It's like all that mental chatter.
Uh-huh.
Quiets down.
That's right. And that state of deep focus.
Yeah.
That feeling of being completely present in the moment.
Right.
It has a lot in common with mindfulness meditation.
So even if I'm reading, an action-packed thriller, I can still achieve that sense of calm.
Absolutely. It's not about the content itself,
but
rather the state of mind you cultivate
while
reading. That flow state, as psychologists call it, is characterized by intense concentration, a sense of effortless engagement, and a loss of self-consciousness.
Okay.
And studies have shown that achieving flow, whether through reading, painting, or any other activity that requires focused attention can have profound effects on our mental well-being.
So we're reducing stress hormones and
we are
boosting those feel-good chemicals in our brains.
Exactly. And what's fascinating is that this effect can linger even after you've finished reading.
Interesting.
It's like a mental reset button.
Oh, I like that.
That leaves you feeling refreshed, recharged, and ready to tackle whatever challenges come your way.
It's almost like reading is giving our brains a spa day.
I like that analogy. Yeah. And the beauty of reading as a form of meditation is that it's accessible to everyone. You don't need any special training or equipment. You just need a book and a quiet space to unwind.
That's the best part.
It is.
I know we've covered a lot of ground today, but I want to make sure our listeners walk away with the key takeaways.
Okay.
What are the most important things to remember about the link between reading and mental well-being?
I think the biggest takeaway is that reading is not just a passive activity. It's an active form of mental engagement that can have profound effects on our cognitive function, emotional intelligence, and overall mental health.
It's like a secret weapon for a healthier, happier mind.
Exactly. And it's a weapon that's available to everyone.
I like that.
Whether you prefer fiction or nonfiction, print or audiobooks, there's a world of reading experiences out there waiting to be discovered.
So if you're feeling stressed, anxious, overwhelmed, or simply disconnected,
pick up a book.
Pick up a book, any book, even just for a few minutes.
Exactly. And see how it makes you feel.
I guarantee you'll be surprised by the power of words.
Yeah.
To soothe the soul, ignite the imagination. And nourish the mind.
Absolutely.
So until our next deep dive, happy reading.
Happy reading.